This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is the Escape Hour on Joy 94.9. My name's Russ Masterton, and yes, I am here with the lovely Stefan. Hello, Stefan. How
good
are
afternoon.
You?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good to hear.
Lovely 17 degrees in Melbourne. I know, what's beautiful.
Is this a hint for what's about to come? You know, Melbourne in our seasons, so I don't think we've seen the end of summer yet, but I have a funny feeling that autumn is on its way.
Not so soon, surely.
No. We've had a hot summer, though. Have you enjoyed it? Have you been beaching? And I know you went overseas for a while.
I've been overseas. I haven't been to the beach in Melbourne, no.
I took my little staffy Gwenny off to Sandridge Beach a couple of Saturdays this year to take her swimming lessons. And, she can swim now, which I'm very proud of.
proud
dad. And normally the weather in Melbourne has to be, you know, around about the 40s, which it has been. And I was really surprised by how warm the bay is.
Because
the bay, in my opinion, never warms up.
No.
But the bay's warm and beautiful and really quite enjoyable.
So, lovely.
So where's Mark and Fiona this week? Are they out and about?
I think Fiona's out sampling gins.
Oh, that sounds like Fiona.
The last I did see, she was trying Green Ant gin.
Okay.
So was she
going to make her own gin today? Was that the goal?
I think there was a sampling, a lot of different gins, and also how to make your own gin.
And Mr. Adams, where's he?
I think he's otherwise engaged.
Oh, we know what that means, Mark. Happy engagement. So, yes,
he's been travelling a lot. Mark's been travelling a lot
as
well.
He has been, yeah.
So it's kind of a little bit of a relaxing time.
Good on him. What have you got for travel this week for us, Stefan?
I mean, a lot of people have been on the A380, and I'm not sure. I think Airbus is a little bit of trouble with that aircraft.
It's a big one, isn't it?
It's a big one, and at the time, I think it was 2006 they launched it, and first delivery in 2008. And it was, they wanted to do a hub and spoke thing and ferry the big number of people around to one hub and then small planes. And that didn't really work. And I think the biggest airline that used these is Emirates.
They've got 86 of them.
And this week our airline, Qantas, cancelled the remaining 8 that they were planning to have. Well, they weren't really planning to have them because they've ordered other stuff in between since. But so they've got 12 that they're going to focus on retrofitting and use until they die, I guess, like they've done with the 747. And then
signal of the end of the A380
in production, because there's only remaining orders by Emirates and a couple of Chinese airlines, and that's about it. So
no more demand. Well, I like about that plane is it's nice and quiet.
It is.
And it does feel, I mean, with your upstairs and your downstairs, it does feel very big and roomy, doesn't it?
It does, but the 787 is very quiet as well, man. The 350, I don't know if you've been on the...
I've been on
one of these with Finnair, and it was really quiet and quite enjoyable.
Okay.
So not as roomy. Didn't feel as roomy as the A380, I think.
Oh, well, Qantas is going to refurbish this, so they'll probably be around until the end of their cycle
probably
another 10 years. So we'll still see the A380 in the skies in Melbourne.
They've got 12 of them, so they're still using them. And in terms of refurbishing, a lot of American airlines were in a little bit of dire strait a few years ago, losing buckets of money and not making any profit, reducing, downsizing, getting rid of the staff. But now there's really big, huge boom, demand for premium seats.
Right.
So they're ripping out economy seats and putting premium economy seats now and making quite a lot of profit. People want more room. They want to travel in a little bit more comfort and...
They're trying to bring back the style and finesse of the 50s and 60s when it was quite posh to travel, wasn't it?
Yeah, rather than being shoved a tray.
Look,
quickly.
Have you travelled in the States? I have to say that over the past two decades or so, the Americans have got very mean with pitch.
I don't think there's any style left in travelling in the States in domestic flights. Quite pack them in, pack them out, and don't give anything. No drinks, no food, nothing.
Yep.
Really.
Low cost. But that's good
news. Some airlines, you even have to pay to take a carry-on on board.
Yes, so. Yeah, that's new. Well, that's going to start happening.
Do you think it
could
happen
start
here?
Happening here? It could start. Well, you know, I know there are various airlines in Australia already. Mm. Then, if you are over,
oh yes, they've been cracking down. Yeah,
if you are over your 7 kilos carry on, you've got to pay.
Had 7.6, and that had to go in the hold.
Oh. Crazy, isn't it?
It is a little bit crazy. Yes.
So I've got some hotspots for travel too. I found this story quite interesting that in Croatia at what's the name of Zagreb Airport?
Yeah.
These two Koreans were arrested for smuggling eel.
Oh.
And when they opened up their suitcases, they found, would you believe, 252,000 eels in their suitcases that they were taking back to the homeland to cook up and serve to friends
like
and
lot.
Family. It does sound like a lot. I checked several sources and it was 252,000 eels, and it just makes me feel sick thinking about it.
Well, yeah, were they over their luggage allowance?
Way over, and they've been arrested, and they'll get in a lot of trouble for that. Another funny story that I found in travel this week was: have you ever had a bad breakup with a partner? Or
yes,
okay. Right. You're being a bit coy there. I can tell. I have. I'll admit that I've had a couple of bad breakups. Anyway, El Paso Zoo has got this all down.
I think
fantastic.
I know where you're going.
Ooh, yeah. Mm. So what you're allowed to do is you contact El Paso Zoo, and you are allowed to name a cockroach after your ex-partner that you've had the bad breakup with. Now, once they've named and christened the cockroach that name, they're then going to feed it to the meerkats in the zoo. So if that isn't
a good revenge.
If that isn't a fabulous Valentine's
Day.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
Lovely.
So if that isn't a fabulous Valentine's Day, I don't know what is. And the other weird thing that there are so many weird travel stories this week. The other weird story I found was Mexicana Airlines. Now, I love this story. I think they've been very clever here. They were quite concerned with the amount of Americans that wouldn't cross the border and holiday in Mexico. So we're talking about people from the United States living in all those border states, and they just would not. They love tacos. They love burritos. They love tequila, but they would not cross the border to go into Mexico. So the airline has had this huge advertising campaign in the USA, mainly those states where they wanted to tell people, well, you know, you've probably got a little bit of Mexican DNA in your body because you know, we have shared borders for centuries
now.
Didn't
Mexico used to be much bigger than it is now?
It was. Well, all of those border states were part of the country of Mexico. So they've done this huge advertising campaign where they invite people to go off and have this free DNA test. Uh-huh. When they have the DNA test, when they find out how much Mexican DNA they've got in their system, then the airline will give them that amount of DNA percentage as a discount off their airline ticket.
Oh, right. It could be quite a substantial discount.
Well, it's very serious, yeah, because I was watching the advertisement and there was some guy who, his reply, he got told that he had 22% DNA, and his reply was, that's bullshit, I don't have any Mexican DNA in my system. Anyway, once he found out he was going to get a 22% discount off Mexicana Airlines, he was thrilled about it, and of course he's off to Mexico. Yeah, yeah. So that's one way, a very successful advertising campaign, was really good.
And that's on the back of we talked last week. We had Chris Sawyer from Lonely Planet, and we talked about DNA travel. As an emerging travel trend, where people do their DNAs and then travel to the countries to seek out their ancestors and their history. So
I heard that.
You can probably hook on to that. And if people want to listen to that, there is a podcast available
on Joy,
on joy.org.au, or anywhere you can find your podcasts. So
fantastic! Yeah. What do you think your DNA is made up of?
I've picked probably a little bit of North African from what I gather, and probably Spanish because it's when Jewish people were moved out of Europe from Spain to North Africa. So I think there is. But I'd be surprised because, Chris was recounting a story of somebody that was convinced they had, I can't remember exactly the country, they had some of that DNA, and then turned out they didn't at all. So...
Well, we're from New Zealand, and then prior to that, I think the UK. I think we were convicts, but who knows? I must go and get a DNA test. I've got a bit of Mexican in me. I'm going to America in 2 weeks' time. A bit of Mexican DNA in me, I could possibly get a discount on Mexican Airlines.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.